At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident hemposapien Vivian McPeak will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
Welcome to the Hemp Present Resistance, the weekly radio podcast where you can get your PhD in THC because you don't just want to burn it, you want to learn it. Seeking to defeat the alternative facts of prohibition one interview at a time and advocating for the plant, the whole plant, and nothing but the plant. Join me for a weekly reefer radio rebellion against prohibition as I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. I'm your host, Vivian McPeak. I am the executive director of the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest. In its 27th year, founded hempfest.org, I'm also the author of the book Protestival, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest from AHA Publishing, also found at hempfest.org. Today's guest on Hemp Present is activist and advocate Vera Toomey, the mother of Ava Berry, coming direct from the country of Ireland. Ava Berry is a child that has a rare drug-resistant form of epilepsy called Dravet syndrome, which can result in up to 20 seizures a day. Ava's seizures can last anything from 2 minutes to a couple of hours and vary in intensity. Also known as severe myoclonic epilepsy of infancy, Dravet affects just 1 in 60,000 children in its most catastrophic form. Ava's doctors in Ireland told her parents that she would never walk or talk, and that she would always be confined to a wheelchair, and that she would require residential care for the rest of her life. They were treating Ava with pharmaceutical drugs, including Frisium, Epilum, Keppra, Zonegram, and Serpentil. When they put Vera on Serpentil, she ended up in a coma for a week, and when she came out of the coma, she had lost so much body mass, she could not walk or hold her head up. It took an entire year to bring her back to a point where she could walk on her own after almost losing her completely. The drug the doctors gave to Ava to treat her symptoms almost killed her. When Ava's mother, Vera, disagreed with the doctors when they told her daughter would never talk or walk, they laughed at her and called her a parent in denial. Shortly after that, Ava's doctors told her parents that they had exhausted every medication, there was nothing left to do, and that Vera should be taken home and made comfortable to die. But Ava's parents knew more than her doctors did. They were aware of another option they had not yet tried. They had heard of an American CBD strain of cannabis called Charlotte's Web, and it was improving the lives, even saving the lives of children suffering from seizure illnesses like Dravet syndrome. They might have heard that in specific cases, cannabis oil is being permitted in parts of US, Australia, Brazil, even Colombia for medical applications, even with children. They tried to bring cannabis oil from Europe into Ireland, but it was seized at the border. Ava's family was eventually forced to leave Ireland entirely to legally obtain medicine to save Vera's precious life. And when they did access cannabis oil, the results were remarkable. Seizure-free for as long as 3 weeks at a time. Walking, playing, defying everything her doctor said was inevitable. Ava is thriving, and her family has been able to return home to Ireland. At some point, Ava's mother, Vera, went on a media campaign, walking across Ireland in a quest to spread awareness and pressure the Irish government. And it worked. And just days ago, in a remarkable development, the news media reported that the state intends to reimburse the family for the cost of Ava's medical cannabis. Ava's amazing mom, Vera, has joined me directly from the country of Ireland to tell you more. Welcome, Vera, to Cannabis Radio. How are you? I've been looking forward to talking with you.
Thank you so much for having us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So Vera, at some point you went public about Ava's struggle to gain access to the medicine that you thought might save her life. What made you decide to take Ava's story to the media?
Well, Ava was diagnosed with Dravet syndrome in 2010. And she was 4 months old, and we took Ava in to be vaccinated. And we went in around 11 o'clock in the morning. She got her vaccinated, brought her home, and sadly, around 8 o'clock that night, her first 45-minute seizure started, and we were rushed to the hospital.
So the seizure happened right after a vaccination?
Yes, it is. It is. Now,
wow.
we cannot specifically say that the vaccination was a cause. When you speak to the neurologist, they say that the first experience that a child has with a raised temperature can be a trigger in the case of patients with Dravet syndrome. So it's common enough that the onset of seizures happen around the time of vaccinations, but you know, we don't know. We really don't know. And I suppose our journey from there, it was very private. You know, she was having all the seizures, and we were going from one medication to the next. And as you explained, there came a point where the doctors told us that there were no alternatives available, and that we needed to take Ava home to make her comfortable. And I knew what they meant, but I wanted to hear them say it. And I said, what do you mean, take her home to make her comfortable? And I said, are you saying to me that we must take Ava home, that she's not going to survive? And they said, well, we can't say that, but all we can do from now on is monitor her seizures. And we had been, you know, the Dravet's children, there were very few children with Dravet syndrome in Ireland, and I suppose we looked abroad to America, to Canada, to England for other families who were dealing with the consequences of Dravet syndrome. And we saw the remarkable story of Charlotte Figge and learned about the Stanley brothers and Charlotte's Web and what they'd done for Charlotte. And I suppose I had begun to research about it because the medications just weren't working. There was a period where Ava was on 5 separate anti-epileptic medications, which meant she was on 16 tablets a day, but she was still having dozens of seizures. And when they said to us that, you know, we had no options left, we were aware that the CBD in Ireland is categorized as a food supplement, not as a medicine, as it should be. So it's not something that can be really prescribed by doctors in Ireland or consultants. So what we decided, we set up a change.org petition to begin campaigning for Ava to get supervision with a doctor to be prescribed the CBD and THC. And we began to contact radio stations and newspapers and to talk publicly about her illness and how serious and how dangerous it was. And it was from there that we began to try and meet the health minister in Ireland, Simon Harris. It took us a very long time to get our first meeting with Simon Harris. It took me 8 months before he would meet us. And actually, I suppose the way that I got the meeting with Simon in the end, the first meeting that we had, was really a signpost as to how things were going to go in the future. Because I went on, Ava's seizures were escalating, you know, they were going from 7 to 9 to 11 to 14 tonic-clonic seizures a day. And I went on a radio station, and I think it was on News Talk. So I had a News Talk or AFM, I can't quite remember now, but I said to Jonathan Healy, on the presenter of the programme, that if Simon wasn't going to meet me, then I was going to just get on the train in Mallow and go up on the train to Dublin, and I'd stand outside the gates of the Dáil and I'd wait there until I did meet him. And he rang me that evening. And that was our first meeting with Simon Harris. So And all along, further down along the line, our meetings, and it was it became very, very public. Ava is really loved by so many people here in Ireland. There's so much support, and abroad as well, because we've got a lot of support over from America and Canada and everything. I suppose it's the public pressure and the support behind us that has really got us to where we are today, you know.
Vera, I cannot imagine how hard it would be to watch your child experience debilitating seizures, as many as 500 per month, I understand, each of them potentially leaving some damage. You folks must have been in a living hell.
The seizures are very frightening, very, very frightening, and some of them are short, some of them are long. Some of the seizures are more violent than others, and you really just don't know. Sometimes the very, very violent seizure, you don't know whether that's the more destructive seizure than a more subtle kind of seizure, or are the absences more damaging. You just don't know. But the seizures are certainly damaging. But I would say very, very confidently now at this stage that a lot of the pharmaceutical medications did damage as well, you know, that they affected Ava's speech. Some of the benzodiazepines that Ava was on, the likes of the Frisium and Rivotril, were very, very shocking for a little girl. When Ava was on the Frisium, we used to have a bib around her neck because she would constantly drool. She couldn't really focus. She wasn't really able to walk very safely or anything like that. And you know, she would sit on the sofa and she'd just be out of it, just out of it. And it was
Vera,
so sad.
I want to ask you, Vera. The government treats cannabis like it's toxic, dangerous, deadly, and addictive. When in reality, it's the pharmaceutical drugs that they offer that are those things. Why do you think it is? Why do you think the government and the doctors, how could they have it so wrong?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think there's so many theories that, you know, is it down to money? I know it's just ugly to say that, but you know, I think there's a lot more money to be made out of pharmaceutical medications that don't work and that you're continuously taking. I suppose is there a lot of profit in actually one medication which works? Probably not.
They don't make a lot of money when people are self-medicating, do they?
No, they don't. And I mean, I'll tell you, like as I said, Ava would have been on 5 or 6 different medications, 15, 16 tablets a day, and the state were paying for those medications under Ava's long-term illness book, you know. Epilepsy is categorized as a long-term illness in Ireland, so there was never any difficulty at all. All that would happen would be the consultant would prescribe the medication, it would be dispensed in the pharmacy, and it would be covered automatically on the long-term illness book. But the medications weren't working, and they cost thousands and thousands of euros every year. And now we're in the position where we have medical CBD and medical THC, CBD twice a day, THC a little drop morning, afternoon, and night, and we have seizure freedom.
Wow.
So I guess the other thing that...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to go to a break. Hold that thought. I'm speaking with Vera Toomey in Ireland. We're going to take a pause, hear a word from our sponsored advertisers, come back to finish that thought.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for thousands of years. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apeksupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Look at how people are transforming cannabis from the shadows of the black market into a cash crop that draws in cannabinoids from Hollywood to Wall Street. Lewis Goldberg and Ann Donahue prove the green rush is real. Wednesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
I'm back with Vera Toomey, coming direct from Ireland. Vera, Dr. Matthew Sadlier, an Irish psychiatrist, has just last week publicly described cannabis as destructive, nasty, evil, and that cannabis had never been shown to be an effective medicinal product and that should be banished from the planet. How does that make you feel?
Well, you know something, it makes me feel very sad for that man, you know. I mean, he's clearly stating an opinion, but if he's educated to the level that he's a doctor, he must be aware of his equals in other countries across Europe, America, and all over, and in Canada and all around the world, who are confidently prescribing and saving people's lives with medical cannabis. And I think that people like that are living in the past. People like that maybe don't fully understand that the ordinary people out there now are growing in understanding and awareness about medical CBD and THC. And I think that we need to be strong, and we need to just not focus on negativity like that, because we will succeed. And we will win, because we're fighting the good fight. It's the most gentle and most powerful medication that I've ever experienced for my daughter. And I think the most important thing is for people that are having success with this medication to share it with other people, so that obstacles like that gentleman can be overcome, because he's an obstacle. He's an obstacle to progress, but we will overcome him.
Vera, I have interviewed folks on multiple continents, parents fighting the same fight. But you, I think you won your fight. How do you access cannabis oil now? Where does it come from? Is it organic? Yeah. What strains do you use?
It's whole plant medical CBD and THC. It's from a company called Bedrocan in Holland. Now, people might be interested to know that we were driven out of the country last June. We had to leave the country and go to Holland to get a neurologist in Holland to prescribe Ava's medical CBD and THC. We got a neurologist over in Holland, and the Irish government forced us to stay in Holland for that 6-month period of time until they had enough clinical evidence to prove that Ava's medication was working. We were forced to do that for Ava. And we did it willingly, and we did it with the support of everyone, I think, in Ireland was supporting Ava's plight as she was abroad. And the support was amazing, and we were getting support from Canada, America, and everywhere around the world as well, which was just extraordinary and really kept us going. We came back. We were granted our license in December. We came back to Ireland with our daughter, and then the government told us that they were not in a position to cover Ava's Bedrocan medication, that they wanted us to change to a different brand of medication from a different country. The neurologist didn't support that, and we had a couple of months of trying to quietly sort it out, but it wasn't working, so we had to go back out publicly again and tell everybody and talk to the media and explain. And after we did that, we were successful in getting Ava's Bedrocan medication covered. And just last week, I got it in writing to say that Ava's medication is going to be covered now under a set of guidelines to allow it to be reimbursed into the future.
Vera, you walked 9 days from Cork to Dublin and to Leinster House in a campaign to gain access to the oil. What was the result of that campaign? How was the reception from the community?
Oh my goodness, the reception from the community was, it was beyond my wildest dreams. Like, when I left, I'm from a tiny, tiny little village called Ahabulloch in County Cork, the very southernmost county in Ireland. When I decided that I was going to do this, the Simon Harris had rejected an application that was put in for a license to be granted for Ava. We got a GP applied for the license, and they rejected the license, even though they told us that the GP was sufficient to grant us the license. When all the work was done, they changed their mind and said, no, actually, we're not going to grant him the license. They wouldn't answer our emails. They wouldn't answer our phone calls. One person actually even hung up the phone on my husband one day, which was just, you know, just disastrous. And I decided, if they're not communicating, if they won't meet with us or talk to us, then I said, I'll go and I'll talk to them. So I put my coat on and I went. And I tell you, from the time I was like 5 miles out the road, people were joining me. I couldn't believe it. You know, people were just really touched by Ava's needs, and they were really offended by the disgraceful treatment that she was receiving by the government, in the sense that, you know, the lack of any practical assistance. And so the whole way from Cork to Dublin, we had school children out from schools waving and cheering. There was a band, a marching band came out, I think that was in Kildare, another school. We had the builders on the construction sites taking their break around the time that we were passing by and cheering for us. There was mums and dads coming, walking a couple of miles of the road, kind of doing their bit, you know, being part of it. And this was happening the whole way up from Cork, Tipperary, you know, all the ways up to Dublin. And the support just grew. It just grew and grew. And it was on the newspapers. It was on the TV3 news station. When we got to Dublin, outside the gates of the Dáil, they estimate that there was about 3,000 people supporting Ava outside the gates of the Dáil that day. So it was an extraordinary, extraordinary show of support.
Well, you know, Vera, that's amazing. One of my goals with this show is to demonstrate that we are all across the planet, we're fighting the same struggle, and that we're one community. Incidentally, I'm interviewing next week Brian Houlihan from the Dublin Hemp Museum. Do you think that people in Ireland are starting to, that the word's getting out, that people are starting to understand what's going on with prohibition?
I really do. I really, really do. I mean, I'll tell you just a very short little funny story. My husband is a mechanic, a diesel mechanic, and one day he was fixing a tractor for a gentleman up the road, and the gentleman said, "The CBD is great. God, the CBD is a great thing, but I have one question for you. How are you going to get her to smoke it?" And this was about 2 years ago. And when my husband explained to the gentleman, you know, that no, it's not smoking, it's an oil, he was fascinated. He was amazed. And he said, "Oh, now I understand. This is fantastic. And you can just give the oil And that does it. And my husband, Paul, said, yeah, that's all. That's all it is. It's just a little bit of the oil. And I think there has been a tremendous shift in understanding. Like, many, many people wouldn't have been aware that there would be oils at all, and they would only know cannabis as something that could be smoked. But now you've got older people. You've got older people taking it for their arthritis. We did loads of meetings with Gino Kenny, the TD from People Before Profit. He put forward the legislation for the medical cannabis in Ireland, and I attended numerous meetings around the country, and there was such a varying groups of people. Sometimes you go to a meeting and it would be older people, and they're taking it for arthritis, and they're taking it for glaucoma, and they're taking it, they're recovering from cancer. Other times, you know, it's younger people that are taking it for anxiety, they're taking it for psoriasis, they're taking it for so many other things. I think it's across the board. I think the people are interested to learn about it, and it's become so public, and there's so much talk about it that many, many people, they may not be coming out publicly yet to declare that they're using CBD or THC, but they are using it. And I think each person that has success with it, there's a ripple effect, because every person that receives relief from chronic pain, they're going to tell 10 people who are going to tell 10 more people. And when you know somebody and see for yourself somebody's remarkable experience, you know, it makes it a more positive thing, and it overcomes the negativity, I suppose, surrounding cannabis that has been built up over so many years now. You know,
and we're telling people right now that's what we're doing. We're going to have to roach it for another minute and take our pause for the cause, because there's flaws and laws. Hear a word from our sponsors. Come right back for our final questions.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Strainwise Consulting is the most sought-after consulting company for cannabis business applications and management contracts. We consulted on the first recreational license in the world and have had an over 95% success rate on applications submitted. The industry is growing at such an exponential rate that building a powerful and lasting cannabis business is a number one priority. Here's Strainwise's Sean Eubanks.
In our first 5 years, we branded and supported 9 medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries and approximately 160,000 square feet of sophisticated and efficient product cultivation.
Strainwise Consulting has the experience and expertise to guide you through the process.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
The Stoner Jesus Show. Look for his live video show on Facebook Live at facebook.com/StonerJesus420 or catch the show on demand only on CannabisRadio.com.
We're back to Hemp Present only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong Emperor of Hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back for our final questions with Vera Toomey. Vera, so many times on this show, I think to myself about our guest, this person should be given an award. But you actually got an award. You were recognized for ordinary and extraordinary acts of kindness and determination, named a hidden hearing hero among 20 national winners recognized for ordinary and extraordinary acts of kindness and determination that make a difference in Irish society. Who honored you, and how did that make you feel?
Oh, and I'll tell you, I can just add a tiny bit to that as well. I won that award at the end of last year, and that was amazing. Nominations came in from the general public, and I was honored with that prize. But just last night, I was nominated with another prize, which was Person of the Year from Rehab. So we're just back today from the dinner and the awards ceremony last night. So that was an extraordinary day, and it was the same. So I've got two awards, and I'm so humbled that, you know, people would go to the effort of voting for us, you know, like and I think something like that just goes to show as well that people have learned about cannabis and they know that it's positive, and, you know, I think the future is going to be bright with signs like that.
Well, in my book, you are a hero. I wish we were in the room together so I could shake your hand, give you a hug. Certainly give Ava a big hug from all of us here at Cannabis Radio. Your cause is our cause. Your struggle is our struggle. And let's stay in touch. And nothing but the best of luck to you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You know, just to say that, like, you know, it's wonderful to speak to you, because a person like me wouldn't have known where to go without people like you to learn from. And, like, if people weren't willing to share their knowledge and experience and teach us about how to begin and how to understand the cannabis, we'd be lost. So I think that's why sharing the information is extremely important, you know, to keep it going for everybody. You know what, there's hope.
When we work together, we're unstoppable, Ava. You take care.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now I'm going to get to a weekly feature. Goodbye. Now I'm going to get to a weekly feature. Hemp Present on CannabisRadio.com. That's the quote of the week, and here it is. The human body produces its own cannabinoids, with most of them found in our brains. When you take external cannabinoids, it influences your body to use more of its own ones. Patients taking medical cannabis have shown a reduction in the symptoms of epilepsy, a therapeutic option for treating schizophrenia, as well as helping to block cancer cells from spreading around the body. And that's Ken Carey, spokesman for Discount Supplements in Ireland, that allows CBD use at its gyms. This concludes this installment of Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. I'm going to want to thank Brasco, my man in control room, all the Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers. Join me next week for some more reefer repartee and cannabis confabulation with some special Hempo Sapien on our journey to justice as we silence the violence, increase the peace, and promote unity in the cannabis community with impunity. Because when it comes to prohibition, you have the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice, so find yours and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Until then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, toke it easy, and don't forget to email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. The Hemp Present theme song, Take Back the Plants Before by Sticker Bush, is sung by a much younger version of myself. Turn up the music, maestro. I'm out.
Marijuana.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.